על ידי לצרבק רבי יהודה סונדוס.
Okay, so the topic this morning is Sefiras HaOmer. Now, 2 years ago, I spoke about the same time of year here, Torah Way, and I also spoke about Sefiras HaOmer, but hopefully this morning we'll speak about a different point to do with Sefiras HaOmer, and hopefully we'll have a few halachas which will come out, the practical halachas as well. So, the Gemara in Menachos Daf Samach Hei says Tan Rabbanon Sfarat on Lachem Yimalat Melam Eshet Yisfira Lachol Echad VeEchad. The mitzvah Sfira Sa'ayme, the apostle says Sfarat on Lachem, which teaches us that it has to be a Sfira Lachol Echad VeEchad. Every single person needs to count Sfira. And Machaber says in Simon Tov Pei Tes that every person, I'll call Echad VeEchad Lispar La'atzmoy, every person needs to count Sfira for himself. Mishabura brings a Machlekas whether or not Shemeya Ka'ina helps by Sfira Sa'ayma. Now, when we talk about Shemeya Ka'ina by Sfira Sa'ayma, we're not talking about the bracha. The bracha, Shemeya Ka'ina, you can hear from someone else, that's definitely okay. The shine over here is the actual, when you say the words, Hayom Tishi Yom and La'ayma, those the words, when you're counting, the actual counting of the Sfira, does Shemeya Ka'ina help there or not? And the Mishabura brings the Machloikas Achroinim about whether or not Shemeya Ka'ina will help. The shine is, why should Sfira, which L'chaira is something you say, why should it be different to every other thing that you say? Every other bracha, every other mitzvah, kiddush. Why would it be different over here by Sfira to say that you wouldn't be able to use Shemeya Ka'ina? Why is Sfira so different? That's the first shayla. Another shayla I wanted to just throw out now, we'll come back to it later, is what happens if someone doesn't know what day it is and there's no one around to ask? He's on holiday, and he says, what would we say? He's away. He's out, away on business, and let's keep it diplomatic. And he doesn't know what day it is. No one to ask. So, should he guess? What should he, is there any etza for him to be able to count Sfira even though he doesn't know what day it is? Or he knows be'erach what day it is, doesn't know exactly. So, I want to come back to that later as well. Now, Tosfos in Menachos and in Ksubos also asks a kasha. From this Tosfos is Mavua, the soy that I want to bring out. Tosfos asks the following question. He asks from a Zava. We know that in the olden days, only a Zava would count Shiva Nakim. These days, every Ishanedah counts Shiva Nakim. In the olden days, it used to be, Maker Adin, only a Zava Gedoyla would count Shiva Nakim. So Tosfos asks, why is Sfira Sa'ayma different to Sfira Zava? A Zava has to wait 7 days, she has to count Shteit V'Sofra La. Like you said, Sfarat Elohim, it's Shteit V'Sofra La by a Zava. She has to count seven Zayinakim, 7 days, 7 clean days. So Frektay says, why doesn't she have to count, why doesn't she have to make a bracha on the Zayinakim, just like we make a bracha on Sfira Sa'ayma? And Tosfos gives the Teretz, we'll get to the Teretz in a minute, but from the Kasha of Tosfos, L'chayru, we see a Yisoid, because Kipshutoi, the Tosfos Kasha doesn't make sense. Normally one learns that Sfira Sa'ayma is, what is the mitzvah? You count. You say the words, Hayom Tishayom L'ayma, the counting, said by saying the words, that is the mitzvah. And if that's true, what shaykh does it have to a Sfira Zava, the counting of Zayin Nikim of a Zava? By a Zava, there's no mitzvah to count the days. The ikkah is that she should know that there are Zayin Nikim, there are 7 clean days. She should be holding, for Sofralon means she should be counting, meaning she should know where she's up to, and she should know she's got 7 clean days. But not that she has to say, today is the first day, the next day is the second day. She doesn't have to count the days. Even though Lemais, there is a shlah brought down in the Pesachei Teshuvah, which says that one should, an isha should count the days. But that's not the ikkah mitzvah. The ikkah mitzvah is to be holding within the days, to know where you're holding. So it was what Tosfos is asking, just like Sfira Sa'ayma, there's a mitzvah to count, so too, by a Zava, there's a mitzvah to count. L'chaira, there's no shaykhs. By Sfira Sa'ayma, there's a mitzvah to say the day, Hayyim, yeah, whatever the day is. And by a Zava, there's no mitzvah to say the day. The ikkah mitzvah is not to say the day. Elamai, L'chaira is mavur from Tosfos by Sfira Sa'ayma, a different vod. And many Achroinim say this vod, that they say it's slightly different as Chois. This is the nusach I want to say it, the way I understand it. By Sfira Sa'ayma, the ikkah mitzvah, is Not that a person should say, Hayom, Tisha Yom Elohim, today is the ninth day. That's not the Ikka Mitzvah. The Ikka Mitzvah is that a person should know the Cheshbon of the Sefirah. He should know where we're up to. That's the Ikka Mitzvah. You should know today is the ninth day, and I'm holding there that this is what we're holding. We're holding by the ninth day. I should know it. Now, there happens to be, by Sefirah Sa'aymer, there's also a Tanai. Part of the mitzvah is to actually say it, prepare. You have to be moitzi, prepare what you know for machshava. But not that the Ikka Mitzvah is to say the sphere, to count the actual counting. The Ikka Mitzvah is to be holding in the cheshbon, to know where you're up to. And the Tanai within the mitzvah is that you have to say the mitzvah as well, you have to count it as well. Now you can understand what Taisa is much better. Taisa is asking, if that's the case by sphere, granted there's also a din by sphere that you have to say it as well. And the Achronim explain why you have to say it, even though it says Svarta Rachem by sphere and Vesoferlo by Isha. Why is there a difference? There you have to say it, there you don't have to say it. The Achronim talk about that. I'm not going to go into that now. But the Ikka Mitzvah is the same by both of them. Maybe Zaytosis asks, if you make a bracha by Sfiras HaOmer, even though the Ikka Mitzvah is only to know where you're holding, so too you should make a bracha by Sfiras Zava. So, L'chaira, that's what Tosis, to say this, to be able to understand Tosis, we have to say this word. Now, what's Tosis Teretz? So Tosis answers, the reason why we don't make a bracha by Sfiras Zava is because Shematira Batistoi, maybe she'll see, have a Re'ia later on, so you'll count the first day, she'll count the second day, she'll count the first 5 days, and then she'll have a Re'ia, and then she'll be Saisa, she'll undo everything that she's had till now, and therefore all the brachas will be Labatol. Okay, so Derech Agav, we spoke about this a couple of years ago when I spoke, but Derech Agav, so the same thing by Sfira Saim as well. What if a person forgets on night 24? Then also he's messed up this whole sphere that, for, you know, if you hold the whole sphere is one mitzvah.
He can count by day, and they can carry on.
Yeah, by day, but according to some, it's one whole mitzvah. Then you look how he messed up. And the Bitaka mentioned then, the Chidah Taka says that if a person messes up and he misses out one day, all his previous brachas are brachas of Atalas. Most places don't say that, but the Chidah says that. So one has to be careful. But what says the terrorist? The same thing would apply by Sfira. So some say that no, by Isha it's shchichi domin. It's shchiach for a Isha to see dam. And therefore, they were worried she'll see. Bashinkin, by Sfira Sa'ima, we're not worried that a person's gonna forget. So then the question is, well, what happens if someone always forgets? Every year he forgets. He never, you know, he's never made it through his whole life. Yeah, so then maybe he's shchiach to forget. Maybe he shouldn't start. Or we mentioned 2 years ago. We mentioned that shaila of someone who has an operation in the middle of Sfiras HaOmer and he knows he's not going to be able to finish counting. So lemaisa, going into all the ways now. Lemaisa, the Achronim say. Sorry. So the Mishnah Berurah says by noshim shouldn't count because they will probably forget. They will almost definitely forget. So we said by noshim could be different because anyway they're potter. A man who is chayev, we don't say this heter. So lemaisa, most achronim say that lemaisa, a man should always start counting, even though he always forgets, or always, even if he's got some reason why he won't be able to finish. But who knows if that the operation or whatever will happen? A person should always start counting and obviously try his best to finish. Okay, that was Derech Agav. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Pei Tes, Sif Dalet, Shulchan Aruch says, what happens if someone is asked by his friend, what day is it today? Yeah, on the night, let's say it was last night, night 9, someone asks you, what day is it? So we know you're not supposed to say today is the ninth day, because then if you say it, you've done the mitzvah, you can't make the bracha anymore. So what should you do? So there are different eights as what to do. The Maaseh, you should say, Esmoel Hayokach Lekach. Yesterday was... was day 8 rather than say day 9. Today is day 9. Yesterday was day 8. The Mishnah Berurah brings, why can't you say today is day 9? We hold mitzvah tzrichas kavona, especially by b'day raisa, shaylef sfiras day raisa, but we hold normally mitzvah tzrichas kavona. And if someone asks you what day is it, you say today is day 9. You're not being mechaven for the mitzvah. So why? What does it matter that you said today is day 9? You haven't got kavona anyway for the mitzvah.
Yes, the first week you were to mention the weeks as well.
Yeah, okay, so let's say within the first week, yeah. Okay, so it's not so much. Yeah, Pashas, if you don't say the weeks as well, yeah, Pashas, you can still count with the bracha. But Lechatchila, anyway, Lechatchila, one should be careful not to just the date. There's also a problem. But the Eved, you're right, yeah. You have to say the weeks as well.
Yom Yom, right.
Oh, so again, if you don't say Hayom, but if you say today is, it's the same thing.
Why don't you say the number?
If you just say the number, yeah, if you just say the number, if you just say 9, then that's okay, you can say 9, it doesn't mean anything. So the Mishnah Berurah, brings it, so the Mechaber is going, Lamanda Omar mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavon. The old mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavon, you don't need kavon for a mitzvah. So if you say, today is the 9th day, so mimela, you've already been yotzi mitzvah. So, you know, it's the Mishnah Berurah, so, but the Maaseh, it seems a bit difficult to say that the Mechaber is going only Lamanda Omar ein tzrichas kavon, when we normally hold mitzvahs tzrichas kavon. Number one. Also, the Mishnah Berurah brings another Eitzah, that what you could say, if you hold even Lamanda Omar mitzvahs tzrichas kavon, but if you have kavana beferish not to be yaitza, then it's okay. So if you say, if someone asks you and you mechaven, I'm not being yaitza my mitzvah, for today is day 9, then you would also, Mishnah Berurah says it would also be okay. There are some achrayim who disagree with Mishnah Berurah. Lulu dibre Mishnah Berurah, one could say that this wouldn't help at all. And the reason why the mechaber says you should not say today is day 9 is because even if you hold mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, it still wouldn't help, even if you're not mechaven. Even if you had kavana faket, the opposite come on, it also wouldn't help. Why? Because according to what we're saying, the Peshat, the Yeshiva practice is not so clear, but there are some Achrenim who say this. According to what we're saying, the whole mitzvah is to be holding to know what the Cheshbon is. So, if someone asks you what day is it today, once you say today is day 9, that means you're holding with the Cheshbon, and you know what the Cheshbon, and you've said it as well. So, if the Ikka mitzvah is to know what the Cheshbon is, so it doesn't help to have Kavona not to be Yotzer. You've been yaitza, you've done the mitzvah, you know what day it is, you're holding that, and you've been mighty prepared, you've said it as well. So in Mela, Ken Zayn, there will be mockim to say that that's why the Mechaber would hold, that it doesn't help, nothing would help to say, if you say today is day 9, once you've said it, and you know you're holding there, and you've said it as well, Mela, even if you have kavona, opposite kavona wouldn't help. Like shechita, if someone shechted an animal, you can't say, well, I have kavona, not to be, you're not through the mitzvah, Mela, it's not shechted, it is shechted. You might not have schav the mitzvah. Kibbutz over aim. The person honors his parents, even if you have kavana not to be yotzer, you still be mechaber them. You might get schar for the mitzvah. So here as well, you've done the maisa you're holding. You know what the cheshbon is.
So if you say yesterday was 8, I know the cheshbon is 9.
So. Yeah. So someone asked me that. Yeah, what's the difference? Yeah, in Achanami. But here that's why I said yesh the fact because in Achanami. But here you've said it as well. You've said the day.
Yeah.
If you say tomorrow is the next
day. If you say the chayr, if you say tomorrow, it would be the same as saying as yesterday. It is, but you're not saying beferish today. What the day is today? So although the person don't breathe that, but lechayr would be the same as saying as yesterday. Okay, but Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says you can do it. If you hold Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, then it's okay. Or if you have Kavana Beferish, not to be Eitzah. But definitely the best Eitzah is to say yesterday. Rather than, when one has to be particularly careful, it's well known, is in Lag BaOmer. Because Lag BaOmer, people often say, well, what day, you know, it's Lag BaOmer today, you know. And you forget, by saying it's Lag BaOmer, you've counted the Omer. Now, first of all, if you don't say Hayom, then you're okay. If you just say Lag BaOmer or Lag or 33, but if a person says today, it says today is Lag BaOmer, he's just chatting with his friend and he says it according to the Manda Omer, Mitzvah Saint Shechas Kavona, then you've been Yotz already. Except the Mishnah Berurah does say if you don't say the weeks, then B'diavad also you can carry on counting with a bracha. You can still count with a bracha. Because if you don't say the weeks, it's also ma'akev. But Lechatchila, a person should be careful not to say Lag BaOmer. Only shaina is, that's if you say today is 33 or shloshim b'shalish, that's fine. But what's lag? Lag means lamed gimel. Lag's nothing. If I say today is tes, is that a proper counting? It's just lag, lamed gimel. So the Maaseh, the Rav Moshe Shlemov brings down that he says that it's not worse. It's loigara from what the Mechaber says in if hey. That a person can, sorry, the Mishnah Berurah brings it in Sif Cotton Hay, that a person can count in any language. You're allowed to count in any language at all. English, Lashon HaKodesh, Yiddish, Chinese, whatever you want. As long as you understand what you're saying, you can count in any language. However, you can only count in Lashon HaKodesh if you understand what you're saying. We'll come back to that in a moment. But he wants to say that Lag BaOmer is no worse than a foreign language. If you say in a foreign language, as long as you understand it, it's fine. So lag, even though it's lamed in a gimel, it's lag, it's not shloshim b'shalosh, you're not saying the words in Lashon HaKodesh, but it's not worse than a foreign language. So he says lag, but BaOmer would definitely be considered proper counting. Because if you know what you're saying 33 in your own language, lag. So this Mishabura, he brings down, he says that a person who says, counts in Lashon HaKodesh, you have to understand what you're saying. It's very strange. Normally, we say in Lashon HaKodesh, that if you make Kiddush in Lashon HaKodesh, even if you don't understand what you're saying, since you're saying Lashon HaKodesh, it's okay. When it comes to Sfira, suddenly Lashon HaKodesh doesn't help, only if you understand what you're saying. So according to what we're saying, according to what we've been saying, it makes sense. Because the whole the Ikka mitzvah is to understand, to have the cheshbon, to know where you're holding. If you say the words, you might have said the sphere, but the Ikka mitzvah is not just the counting, the actual sphere, the actual counting. The Ikka mitzvah is to know where you're holding. So if you don't know what you're saying, then you've lost out the Ikka mitzvah. So now we understand, it makes sense. There's a ran in Pesachim, the first parak of Pesachim. We discussed a very interesting shaila. When some mitzvahs we say, and the bracha, we say al mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs we say with a lamed. So what's the difference? For example, you have al mikra megillah, al bir chometz, or we have lishmoya shofar, shmoya kol shofar, lohoniach tefillin. When, what's the rule? So it says the Ran, the rule is, a mitzvah which can be done by someone else, you say al mitzvahs. For example, mitzvah milah. You make al mitzvahs milah. Why? Because milah can be done by a shliach. You don't do the milah normally, the moel does it. Megillah. One person stands there, reads the megillah for everyone else. You make al mikra megillah. Bir chametz can be done through a shliach. So any mitzvah which can be done through someone else, through a shliach, then we say al mitzvahs. Masha'in kein, a mitzvah which can only be done by yourself. For example, tzitzis. You say lehisatif but tzitzis, because only I can wear my talis. No one can wear it for me. The Ikka mitzvah is the listening, the hearing the shofar, and no one can hear it for me. You can blow it for me, but you can't hear it for me. The mitzvah is to hear. Whenever the mitzvah is but I have to do it myself, we make it with a lamed. And there are many questions on this Ran, and many of the questions the Ran himself asks. So the Maaseh, the Ran asks many of these. I didn't go through the whole Ran. I don't remember what he answered about Alachilas Matzah Moro. I had the question, I was learning it, didn't manage to check it up. You have to have a look. The Ran's in the first pair of Pesachim. But there are others that he does ask, and he gives answers. So, for example, first of all, about Natilas Lulav. Yeah? Natilas Lulav, no one can shake Lulav for me, so why do we not say Litolas Lulav? So the Ran answers, because it's well known that we have a problem by Lulav when to make the bracha. If you make the bracha, once you've picked it up, you've already been yaitzah the mitzvah. Okay, so we turn the Esrog upside down. But the Ran doesn't mention this Eitzah, and he says the reason why we make Al Natilas Lulav is because whenever you pick up the Lulav, you've already been Yaitzah the Mitzvah. So you can't make Litoiles Alulav to take the Lulav because you've already done the Mitzvah as soon as you pick it up. So therefore you make Al Natilas Lulav because you've already done the Mitzvah, it's in the past. You've already been Yaitzah the Mitzvah by the time you make the Bracha. And then he asks, what about Sfira Sa'ayimah? Sfira Sa'ayimah is a mitzvah, I'll call echad ve'echad. Each person needs to count as it to his own sphere. There's the ashayla if shomei ha'kaina can help. But there's a mitzvah for each person to count his own sphere. So, why then would you make al sphere sa omer rather than lispoir sa omer? The Ran answers that since the omer, in the Bezman HaMikdash, the omer, the korban omer, has already been brought up, it's already been hokrav. And mainly you can't say lo omer because or lisfira so omer, because you're not going towards it, you've already brought it up. It was already brought up on the second day of Pesach. So therefore you say al sfira so omer, because the omer is already in the past. Okay, that's the Ran's answer. I was thinking, according to what we've said, the Chayru, we can say the same terrors the Ran said about the Lulav, we can say here. Because Be'etzem, according to what we're saying, every time a person makes the bracha, he has already been yet to the mitzvah. Why? Mechaber says, in Sif Hei, that person should always know the number that he's counting before he makes the bracha. He shouldn't say, make the bracha and then look around and check the board, what day is it today? You should know before you start. And what? And if a person doesn't know, then he's allowed, then b'di'evid, you're allowed to make the bracha, listen to your friend what he says, and then say it after him. B'lachatchila, one should definitely not do that. One should know the cheshbon beforehand, and then make the bracha. If a person, as we said, if he doesn't know, he can make the bracha, listen to his friend, and then say it after. It's like a person who makes a bracha, he doesn't make a bracha, and then bracha for eitz, and then go in the, open the fridge and find an apple. First, you hold the apple, and then you make the bracha. So if that's true, then every time you make the bracha on Sfira, the way it should be done, and the way it was made by Niska by Chazal, is that a person should know what day it is. And if we're saying the Ikka mitzvah is to know what day it is, so we may, every time I make the bracha, I've already done the mitzvah be'etzem. Just I haven't done the full mitzvah because I have to say it as well, which is why we can still make the bracha and say Hayom Tisha Yomim, because I haven't done the full mitzvah, because part of the mitzvah is also, the Tanai in the mitzvah is to actually do the counting. But since the Ikka mitzvah is already been done, knowing what the Cheshbon is, Mimela Ken Zayin, it could be the Ran, answer to the Ran himself doesn't say this, but it could be you could use a different teretz of the Ran, meaning that, like he says by Lulav, since Lulav has already been yotze, therefore you say Alan Kila Lulav. Well, by Sfira Sa'omer, since you've already been yotze the mitzvah, be'etz and the Ikka mitzvah, you've already done, therefore you would say Al Sfira Sa'omer rather than Lispoir Ha'omer. Yes, I don't remember if the Ran asks it or what he says. He goes through lots of different mitzvahs. I don't remember what he says about matzah. But yeah, Nechanami, Al-Achilas Matzah is a cash on this, yeah. Yeah, Ayin Shok. So, yeah. Now, coming back to what we asked at the beginning, one of the questions we asked at the beginning, which is dealt with in the Shulchan Aruch, not in Mishnah Berurah, but the Acharonim discuss someone who counts misafik. So we said a person needs to know what the day is before he starts. Like Lechatchila, you should always know what the day is. You can't just count. You can't just you can't just make the bracha and then work it out. You shouldn't do that. Lechatchila, you should know what the day is. What if a person doesn't know? As we said, he's away, whatever, and he doesn't know. There's no one to ask. He doesn't know what day it is. He thinks today is day 9, but maybe it's day 8. Can't remember exactly what it was yesterday. It's day 9 or day 8. So he says, you know what? I can't make a bracha because it's a suffix bracha. But I'll count without a bracha. I'm going to do day 9 because I'm pretty sure it's day 9. Not sure, but hope for the best. So he counts day 9. He comes home the next day and he finds out he got it right. Can he carry on counting? You know, might say he got it right, he got the day right. Or another eight, so you could say, you know what? I'm not sure, so I'll do both. I'll do Hayom Shmoni Yom La'Ima and Hayom Tishri Yom La'Ima. I'll do both. At least one, I know it's one of them. So by default, I'll get it right. One of them will be right. He says it properly. And it's not, no, we're not without a bracha. Without a bracha. Because he can't make a bracha because it's a suffix bracha. So he can't make a bracha. So say, quite a few achrayim say, Reb Shimon, Shkop, and Chariyesha, and others, they say that Sfira misafik is not called a Sfira. Even if you got it right, you find it later that Taka, I got the right day, or I count both days, so one of them is definitely right. But Sfira misafik is not a Sfira. It doesn't count. Even if you got it right. So what's Pshat? I said the Sfira for the day. I said it right. Well, why shouldn't it count? According to the way we're explaining it, it makes sense. Because the Sfira, the Ikka Mitzvah Sfira is to know what day it is. Even if you said today is Tisha Yomim, that's not the Ikka Mitzvah. That's part of the Mitzvah. But the Ikka Mitzvah is to know the Cheshbon. And if you don't know the Cheshbon, and you took a guess, and even if you got it right, but Lemaisa, you didn't know the Cheshbon, the Ikka Mitzvah is not here. The Ikka Mitzvah is to know what day it is. So we understand Sfira Misafik would not count.
But someone who doesn't know when it's Shabbos, can appoint a day when it's Shabbos and let count?
Yeah, okay, so it's different. Yeah, so we're talking here. Yeah, so because there, it's not the Indian, it's not to know what day Shabbos is, to keep Shabbos. So if you kept Shabbos, then she shouldn't forget the Torah Shabbos. But here, it was saying the Vart is that you have to know what day it is. It doesn't help to take a guess. So, Lemaisa, Halach Lemaisa, the Minchas Yitzchak, says that if a person did guess, or he counted misafik, then Lemaisa, one can carry on counting with the bracha afterwards. It does help, but the evidence is okay. But one should be careful.
Says the person, if he makes a bracha, he doesn't know what it is, he makes it to his friend.
Yeah.
The
so there, because of the Bashas Sfira, Bashas the actual counting, he did know because he heard his friend. There, it's you made the bracha. He was gonna eat without knowing what it is. It's like making a bracha on an apple, not having the apple in your hand. Yeah, one shouldn't do it. But if you did it, it's okay. So you're supposed to know what day it is before you make the bracha. But as long as Bashas the Sfira, you know what day it is, then the evidence is okay. Yes, if he said 8 and 9, so Minchas Yitzchak says, but the Evid, if he did say that, then he can carry on counting after that with the bracha. Yeah, it's called, he's counted. 49. But I'm just explaining, according to the Achronim, several Achronim who say that it doesn't count, that the Pshat is, and that we understand what why it would be a problem with Sefira Misafik. Going back to our original Shaila of Shemei Ko'ina, why should Mishabura bring the Machlokes, whether Shemei Ko'ina helped by Sefira Misafik. So now we understand what the Mishabura is. That he brings a machlekes, he's not machriya, but he says the ma'aseh, the minhag ha'olam is everyone counts themselves. So it seems to be Shabura is more noita that Shemei Ko'ina doesn't help. He doesn't say clearly it doesn't, but he brings a machlekes and he says the ma'aseh, the minhag is the olam count themselves. So why should Shemei Ko'ina not help over here? And again, now we understand why, because Shemei Ko'ina can help for the actual sphere, for the actual counting, for the words hayom tisha yom la'omer, fine. But that's not the Eka Mitzvah. The Eka Mitzvah is for you to know yourself, to be holding with a cheshbon. And that, you can't do a Shemei Ko'ina, you can't hear from someone else, you can't get the cheshbon from someone else. You have to know yourself. And that, now we understand why Shemei Ko'ina would not help by Sefira Zo'omer. The Maitzah, so brought down in the Mishmeres Chaim, Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, he explains why taka should it be that Sefira Zo'omer is different. That I should need to count myself. Everyone needs to count themselves. Why can't you do Shemei Ko'ina? Why can't someone be motivated? Why is Sefira Zo'omer different? Why Taka is different? Svartim Lachem. Why? What's Pshat? Yeah, Lachem Gzeiros HaKatzon, you could say. But he says a nice idea. But we know one of the reasons, one of the of Sefira is we're counting towards Shavuos. Between Pesach, Shavuos, the Sefira Zo'omer is a count up towards Shavuos. And we're counting towards Kabbalah Satorah, and each day needs to be used to prepare oneself towards Shavuos, towards Kabbalah Satorah. The Mimela, you can't get that from someone else. Every time I count, Hayom, Tisha Yom La'omer, we're thinking, it's not just today is a day night. Today is the ninth day, we're coming towards Kabbalah Satorah, towards Shavuos. Am I ready? Am I prepared? One has to internalize this message. And that you can't get from someone else. That has to be internalized, each person themselves, to be able to prepare themselves. And that's the idea, he says, of the sphere of being l'chol echad ve'echad. So just to summarize, the Pisgah Halachas, we wanted to say that the gedder of Sefira Zo'omer is, the ikka mitzvah is, that a person needs to be holding by the cheshbon to know what day it is. Avada the tanai in the mitzvah, that you have to say it as well, you have to be sofer, you have to count, prepare, but the ikka mitzvah is the belief, to be knowing where you're holding. And we said the person has to be therefore be careful not to say hayoim. If a person asks, someone else asks him what day it is, you shouldn't say today is a specific day. Kenzai, possibly even if you have kavanah shaloilot says, could be it wouldn't even help them. And Bifrat, we said to be careful in lag ba'omer. Even if the word lag, even if we said it's loigara from a different lashon. And we said that you have to understand the lashon you're saying, even lashon hakodesh by Sefira Zo'omer, you have to understand the lashon that you're saying it, even if it's lashon hakodesh. And we said a person should always start counting, even if he's not sure if he's going to finish. If he's got tzad, a shtak, a tzad, he's never finished, but a person should always start counting. Yeah, that was another show, yeah. That was 2 years ago, if they listened to the show then. We spoke about it then, yeah. So, lechatchila, again, we said a person should know that before he starts the bracha, one should know exactly what day it is. But the yevid, if a person counts with the bracha, he can, and as long as before he actually does the sphira, as long as he knows that's okay. And we said at Sipur, Sefira Misafik, B'dieved does help, and one can continue carrying with the bracha, but one should be careful not to count Misafik. And finally, we said that Machlokes, if Shemeya helps, Shemeya Ko'ina helps by Sefira, and Meshubura Lemaisa is not Machriya, but he says, Lemaisa, the minig is that each person says themselves, one should try not to be Yotza Shemeya Ko'ina by the actual Sefira, but the bracha is definitely okay. But the actual Sefira, one should try very much to say it themselves. Yeah.